give you praise, and because you're worth it. You're worthy of all our praise today, Father. God, we want to hold nothing back from you as you are going to hold nothing back from us. In your presence, God, is fullness of joy today. And Lord, just as I learned last week, just rejoicing in you, twirling and dancing in your presence, God, that's what I want to do today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Nothing's gonna hold me back. Oh, nothing's gonna hold me back.
Is Jesus. Christian for ever. I mean, I had a little rebellious stint after high school, but other than that, I've loved Jesus. But, you know, we go through these battles of our mind, will, and emotions. Our flesh cries out instead of our spirit. And I'm going to tell you what I learned this week. I learned that I don't have to give anything up in surrendering my will to God, that He is my all in all. And isn't that a funny lesson to learn? I think I should have learned that a long time ago, but something's cropped up in my life that I'm like, oh my goodness, if I surrender, if I give up, I'm not going to get what I want. Me, 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 I. He's teaching me about selflessness, because my nature is to be selfish, and surrender isn't always easy, but it's right, and it's good, and it's necessary for us to grow in Christ and to be an example and a witness to the people around us, and to be fulfilled and to be stretched and to grow. And not for a moment does Christ forsake us in that. And I'm not giving up anything, really. When I really look at it, when I look at the big picture and what Christ wants to do for me in my life, I've not given up a thing. Because I only want what's good for me. And my daddy is the only one who knows that. Isn't that cool? It's a good lesson. Father, you're my all in all. And I wouldn't trade that for anything. Not my will, not my way. For nothing, God. Thank you, Jesus. Here's the surrender part.
You can have it all. You know what the Lord wants most of all from each one of us? Any guesses? He wants our hearts. And I know a lot of you are saying that in your minds. He wants our hearts. Because if he has our hearts, he has all of us. Every little chamber in our heart, every little part of our life. He wants us. Brothers and sisters, he wants us. He wants all of us. The scripture says obedience is better than sacrifice. Because if he has your obedience, he has your heart. And all the stuff that's not meant to be will fall off when he has your heart. He wants you. He wants me. He wants us. Thank you, Lord. Father, thank you for the value you have placed on our life. Through your Son, Jesus. Thank you that you spared nothing to redeem us, to buy us back, to erase sin and death and the lies. You spared nothing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the victory in Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. And that's just something for us to always ponder and think about, is that he just wants us. That's it. He just wants us. It's rather simple. We can tend to overwork it, overthink it, but he just wants us. Amen. He just wants us. Children. This is a very small crowd this morning. Praise the Lord. More for us. No, I'm playing. Trying to get some kind of a good outlook on that one there. Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
Horse. So while the children are coming up, very slowly, I want to say that this Wednesday is our June, July, August, our final picnic for the summer, and it is at Kissel Park. Who's been to that in here? Would you just raise your hand and show me if you've been to one of our picnics at Kissel Park? And keep your hand up if you've enjoyed yourself. Hey, keep your hands up. I'm just playing. But this is a sign-up sheet, and I'm going to pass it around so that everybody can please bring something. It is a potluck picnic, so if you would sign up to bring something or maybe two things, that would be great, and we sure are looking forward to having that. So if you guys will agree with me in prayer as we pray for these young ones. All right, you guys ready for this? Hi. How are you? Okay. I think that's good. All right. Well, in Jesus' name, we just thank you for these beautiful, wonderful children, God. Thank you that as I lay my hand on them in faith, imparting your joy and your peace, your truth and your wisdom, God, the strength that they need in order, Father, to rise up as children in your kingdom, to young men and women in your kingdom, taking every ground that you have claimed by the authority of Christ in them, Father. Use them in this day and age. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, all right, all right. Good morning once again. Thank you. All right, I'm going to pray. Father, I am thankful, Lord, again. God, for your hand on my life. Father, for your presence here in this place, Lord. For your provisions and every good and perfect thing that you have placed in our lives, Lord. For the victory, God. For the provisions, for the authority, for every awesome and wonderful thing that only comes by you and by your hand alone, Lord. You are awesome in this place, God. You are worthy to be praised, Lord. And I thank you that you would use this morning, God, to expand your kingdom, Father. May this morning these words from your scriptures, God, fall on fertile soil, Lord, the soil of our hearts in which you want. May it fall and may it produce much fruit, God, eternal fruit in each one of us, Lord. Use me, God. Thank you for the opportunity to share your word, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. So we have a couple scriptures to read, and what's that? We'll find out soon. All right. Who knows, we're in a war. We're in a battle. Can we acknowledge that together? We are in a battle, right? Okay. And who knows that this battle, this war, is of the supernatural. It's not of this realm, although the effects of it are plain to see in many's lives in this realm right now, in the physical realm. Would you agree with that? That you can see the effects of it. But in fact, according to Scripture, that we don't war against flesh and blood. Amen? We don't war against principalities of the darkness of this age, right? That our weapons of our warfare are mighty in Christ and pulling down strongholds. Let me read that scripture. That is in 2 Corinthians in chapter 10. Verses 3, starting in 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Everybody say obedience of Christ. Obedience of Christ. One more time. Obedience of Christ. And being ready to punish all disobedience when your disobedience is fulfilled. So we're in this war. How many know in this war that we fight, there's already a victory? Do we know that? Can everybody acknowledge that? That in this war in which we are in, of the supernatural, that the victory has already been claimed and locked down. And literally the words were used, it is finished. Yes? Okay. So we're in a war, and there's already a victory. So what is our place in this war? What is our position in this war? What does that mean for you and for I? That means we have authority. This is something that God's really been nailing in me these last several weeks. That I, as a child of God, I have authority over the enemy and his tactics. Amen? I have authority. I've already won. This battle, I'm in it. I've already won, right? Why? Because I'm a co-heir with Christ Jesus, right? Where is Christ sitting right now? At the right hand of the throne of God, right? And I'm a co-heir. So if I'm in this battle, and this battle's already won, then what am I doing half the time? What am I doing? I'm like I ain't won nothing. Sometimes, I'm just being honest. Sometimes, right? Am I the only one? Right? I mean, this is truth. This is, I love this. What am I doing? If I have won, if it's been won, I didn't win it, but I am joined as one. Matter of fact, the price of the blood that redeemed me and pulled me under the covering of God through Christ has allowed me victory over my flesh and over the enemy. Then shouldn't we walk that way? Shouldn't we? Shouldn't that be our position as our in this army and in this war and this battle? Shouldn't it be a position of authority, of not boastfulness at all by any means, but of humility and victory? All right. In order for that to happen, in order for us to walk in that victory, there's something that needs to be done. In order for us to claim the victories of Christ and be co-heirs with him, there's something that we need to do. Turn it back on. Something we need to do, and that is place ourselves under the authority of Christ. That Christ came as a man, disregarding his heavenly throne and his heavenly dwelling, laid it all down, and he came down to earth as a man. Why? Because as sin came into the world through a man, as rebellion, which is the principle of Satan, came into this world through man, then the defeat and the victory over that must come through the world, through obedience, through a man. His name is? Jesus. Last name? Christ. I'm just joking. You don't have a first and last name. He's Jesus the Christ. That's fun, though. Well, he's Jesus the Christ of Nazareth, but hey, whatever, right? But anyways, it says right here in Romans 5:19, and you can jot these down, you can go to them, whatever you got to do, but this is good stuff, and this is worth going home and reading and pondering and praying and really asking God to show you, as I'm still doing. Oh, and there's a great book out there. Well, there's many, but one by Watchman Nee, and it actually was a teaching that he did, and some people back in the 50s in China, and some people wrote it all down, typed it out, and made a book of it, and it's called Spiritual Authority. I believe. He has a whole series of them. Watchman Nee. That is a name to write down. Anybody need freedom today? Anybody? It's right here. Ultra dark tanning accelerator with natural bronzes, DHA free. Magical silicone emulsion for the skin. You need it, Ken? Yeah. That's not for us to really figure out. That's on you, man. But if you need freedom, it's right there. In a bottle. They do, don't they? Wrong kind of freedom. That's right. Ken Kennedy says a lot of people look for freedom in a bottle. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, is that not freedom. Been there and done that. Played that game and lost many times. Romans 5:19, for as through the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, even so through the obedience of the one, capital O, the many will be made righteous. So through Adam, mankind was, I guess, tainted for, you know, and sin entered in. And through Jesus Christ as a man, sin was removed because of his obedience to his Father. Philippians 2. I'll give you a second to turn there. Philippians 2, starting in 5. Philippians 2, 5. Philippians 2, 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, a slave, and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So he came as a man, not considering it robbery to be unequal with God, but to be on man's level. Thank you, Lord. Can we just say thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You see, it's preaching the gospel that brings the revelation of Christ, that brings men, people, under to the authority of God. But Satan is not afraid of us preaching the gospel. Do you know what he's afraid of? He's afraid of us preaching the gospel and being subjecting ourselves to the authority of Christ. That's where Satan shrieks. So we can talk about God all day in the Word of God, and I believe there's power in it. But when your life is submitted to the one who gave himself for you, the one who has his name is above every other name, then Satan gets ants in his pants. And that's a massive understatement. Satan shrieks. He cries. He flees because he sees another Jesus on this earth. Because he looks at you. He looks at those who would subject themselves to the authority of Christ, and he sees power. He sees defeat. He sees victory for the godly army. Do you guys know that in Revelation, the army of Christ is not dressed in armor? The army of Christ is not dressed in armor, but in white linen, representing what? Purity, righteousness, victory. We need to put Satan under our feet. We need to, but we will not do it on our own. We will not just do it just by knowing the Word of God. We will not just do it by faking it till you make it. We have to submit ourselves to Christ, to the authority of Christ. We have to lay our lives down just as he, the first brethren among many, did for us, so that we will put ourselves under him, so that when Satan sees us, he sees Christ. You know why? Because when God sees us, he sees Christ. And Satan sees defeat. Because we don't have to walk around defeated. We have to lay our lives down. What else, Lord? See, Jesus, though he was a son, he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. One more time, Hebrews 5. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered, and having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. You guys get that? Can we say that? To all who obey him? To all who obey him. Clothed in fine linen, white and clean. To all who obey him. Obedience is better than sacrifice. I am challenging us this morning, myself especially, to walk in obedience to Christ. I am saying, don't just get in the Word of God, but get in the face of God. Just get in the time when it's just you and him. Your kids are sleeping. It has to be, and you have to give up sleep. Sleep, I'll be darned. Guess who gave up sleep many times for us? I'll be darned. You with me right now? Guess who gave up many a night so that we could be under the covering of the love of God, Jesus Christ. So you got to miss some sleep? Do it. First thing before everybody gets up, do it. Driving down the road in your car, turn the radio off and just praise God. Do it. Just place yourself under him. Just know the word of God, but know the God of the word and walk it out. Is this making sense, anybody? Me too. Being defeated is often temporary, but it's giving up that makes it permanent. And have you ever heard the saying, I read that book. I know the end of that book. I know the outcome of that book. We can say that with our lives. We can say that with the word of God. We can say that because we know the outcome. We win, right? We win. We should walk around like winners. Not wieners, winners. We should walk around, not hot dogs, but winners. Not Oscar Mayer, but victorious in the things of God. Not boastful, but humble. Not knowing only, but doing as well. Right? Not knowing only, but not doing as well, if you're with me on that one. God wants us all to walk in freedom. He does things we don't get. Oftentimes, he does things we don't understand and don't like. It doesn't feel good, right? It doesn't feel good to our flesh, some the things that he does to stretch us and to grow us. Things that on our own we would have never done. I was just saying this to, I believe, Melissa last night or the night before. He's doing things in my life that if I would have never made that choice. I would have not seen it that way. And I can't tell you that I enjoyed how it felt, but I can tell you that the promises and the outcome outweigh the temporary pain, the temporary battles, the temporary struggles, right? Because we win. Ladies and gentlemen, you win. When you are under Christ Jesus, you win. The end. Satan will try to lie to you. He will try to tell you things that are opposite of what the Word of God is saying and what he's doing in your hearts. He will not stop doing that until his day of judgment. So until then, we still win, but we need to battle. And our weapons of warfare are not of this world. Do not try to fix a supernatural spiritual problem with something from this world. It will not work. It's like oil and water. Or my son and my daughter. I'm just playing. They get along good. Most of the time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, Father, we just bless your holy name today. Would we stand together? Would you guys stand with me? We just thank you, Lord, for the victory. Can we get a little bit of piano? Yeah, because I just want to praise God. I just want to, together, in song and praise, just agree that we win, that we are not defeated, but in fact, we are able to trample over scorpions and snakes. We are able to look at those things in the face that seem to be a threat to us and walk out in victory. If we know the Word of God, and if we know the God of the Word, and we walk it out, we win. We win. Can we say that? We win. We win. In Christ Jesus, we win. Not in Josh Montgomery. Not in Zeke Villalobos. Not in Jay Jackson or Melissa Watkins. But in Christ Jesus, we win. And if we have to say that over and over and over as we walk throughout our day for the next several days or the rest of our life to remind ourselves that we win, then I say we do it. Because we win. And don't listen to the lies of the enemy. And know your word so that when he lies, you call it counterfeit, junk, garbage, adios. Father, I thank you that we win. I thank you that we are victorious in Jesus Christ. I thank you that you gave it all up so that we could win. You gave it all up for even a greater purpose than even that. I thank you, Father. I thank you that we are victorious in Christ Jesus. I pray a covering over everybody within an earshot that would hear this prayer, a covering, a supernatural covering over their hearts and minds to be filtered to be obedient to Christ Jesus, that you, Lord, would protect our hearts and our minds as we would just find our resting in you, find our place in you and in your kingdom, just a supernatural covering that says we win. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can we just give him a thank you, please? A clap, a shout, a praise, words. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because we win. Thank you, Lord, that we win. What did it cost us? We win. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, we choose you because you first chose us. 1 John, we love you, Lord, because you first loved us. Thank you for the victory, Father. Thank you for using us to throw out lifeboats and lifesavers to those around us, God, that it's not all about us, Lord, but it's about you first. And it's about others next, Lord. Thank you that we win. Lord, we praise your mighty name. Amen. Amen. That's all I got to say. We win. Ladies and gentlemen, we win. Thank you, Lord. We win. And I love you guys. Turn to somebody, say, we win, and then get on out of here.